Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Shalom, shalom, Israel, hallelujah. Peace to the righteous, glory to the King, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless them all, thanks to the Most High Yah, glory to the King. In the name of the Most High Yah, hallelujah, the beneficent, the merciful, in whom there is no other mighty one but him alone, to whom all praise is due, and we forever thank him for sending us Yeshua, the Messiah, who atoned for our sins. And if it were not for the Messiah, we would not be here today. Hallelujah. So I want to greet you all of you, the righteous of Yahweh. This is Elder Ezekiel here, broadcasting live by way of Blog Talk Radio. Straightway truth, hallelujah. So I am thankful, I'm grateful to be here this evening, hallelujah. Glory to the King. It's been a long day, but you know what? Give all glory, all praise to the Most High Yah just for being here right now, just having the ability to speak, to be able to see. Thankful that I'm clothed in my right frame of mind, hallelujah. So grateful, so thankful. It's a beautiful time that we're living in. Thanks. It's just a joy, hallelujah, with what the Most High Yah is doing with his people in this time. Hallelujah. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But without me, you can't do nothing. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. We definitely need to be connected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We definitely can't operate in this life, hallelujah, away from the Father. Hallelujah. Away from Yeshua. Glory to the King. I'm going to read one more thing here. We're going to get off into it. It's Deuteronomy 8 and 11. Beware that you forget not Yahweh, your Elohim, and his judgment, and his statutes, which I command you this day, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built goodly houses, and dwelt therein, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led you to the terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents, scorpions, and trough, where there was no water, who brought you forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, that he might humble you, hallelujah, and that he might prove you to do you good at the latter end. And you shall say in your heart, my power and my might and the might of my hands had gotten me this wealth. But you shall remember Yahweh your Elohim, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto your fathers, as it is this day. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. And we're so grateful for Yah and what he's done over the years for us, waking us up, calling us out. darkness. Hallelujah. He always wants us to reflect back on for our ancient. Hallelujah. It was to never be forgotten. I'm thankful because not only did he do it for them, but for us, as he's bringing us out and have brought many of us out, he's still purging and cleansing. And so it's a beautiful time. That's why I said earlier, because we are in this time right now, especially in this ministry, where we are going through some serious purging. Hallelujah. If you guys remember Pastor Rufus, as he was closing out his message during Tabernacles, one of the things he mentioned, purging, there needs to be some serious purging going on. Hallelujah. Especially as we're in this dead season where all kind of havoc is wreaking, all types of things go on. A lot of people are cut off and they are no longer with us. And all of these things go on during this time. Right? We're purging ourselves. We're getting ourselves ready. Hallelujah. But I'm grateful for the purging. I'm grateful for the manna. Hallelujah. That he's still blessing us with. I'm so grateful that he hasn't taken his hand off of us. Hallelujah. And I'm just so grateful, hallelujah, to be one of his own beloved, hallelujah. I'm thankful that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, hallelujah. I'm going to talk a little bit about thankfulness and being grateful because it's very important, hallelujah, and we need to not never, ever forget what the Father's done. You know, a lot of times we focus on what we don't have or what, you know, we want. We need to be thankful that Yah hadn't even given us certain things that we asked for. Hallelujah, because we can't handle certain things. But he knows he does all things well in due season. Hallelujah. He'll bless us. Hallelujah. Especially if it's according to his will. Glory to the King. I'm going to read from Psalms here. Psalms 51. Hallelujah. But bless us. I'm not getting right into it, but I just, you know, wanted to just say shalom and bless you all. I agree you all are, you know, doing well this day. I'm sure you guys are encouraged. You have to be encouraged. If you really pay attention and really focus. I remember what Pastor Muir told us. It was Hold Fast Wednesday during the Feast of Tabernacles. And one of the things he told us, if y'all want during this day, you know what y'all need to be doing? Y'all need to stay connected to Yah. And you stay connected to his word. Stay connected to his people. You understand? That's how you can get through. Hallelujah. And so we need to make sure that we are connected one to another and that we're connected mainly to the Father. It's just beautiful because there's so much word that's going forth, so much healing, so much deliverance all over. As you look, you know, you see the saints are really digging in, hallelujah, and getting set free in this time and this hour. Hallelujah. So, you know, I would check on this and just, what a beautiful word, beautiful, beautiful word. Hallelujah. And just realizing what we have the time frame. You know, how we think, hey, we don't have a whole bunch of time. And that should reflect the way we act, the way we live, our conversation, right? Because if we knew for sure that we only have a short time, we need to really be getting ourselves ready, prepared, like there is no tomorrow. Glory to the King, because it's not promised to none of us. The next hour, hallelujah, is not even promised. Glory to the King, but we need to take advantage of it and seize this moment, hallelujah, and always keep our mind, our thoughts staying on Yah. Glory to the King. This is Psalms, 51, and glory to the King. Psalms 51 and 1. And this, I literally have just a few verses, hallelujah, but just to keep us, to remind us, to keep us, our hearts and minds on the right path, and to stir us up, our minds up by way of remembrance. That's what I'll be doing here this evening, just talking to us, and just a word of encouragement to get through this, and that we stay charged and overcomers. Lord the King, because there's so much out there, so many distractions, so much temptation. So much to get our thoughts and minds off of Yah, hallelujah. But glory to the King, I'm so grateful for just everything that Yah is doing. Thank Him for His Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for Yahshua, for the sacrifice that was made, atoning for our sins, hallelujah. So much to be grateful for. This is Psalms 51 and 1, and it says, "Have mercy on me, O Yahweh, according to your loving kindness. according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge, hallelujah, that's key. He said he acknowledged his transgressions. And says, my sin is ever before me. Glory to the King. And I tell you what, you want to get cleansed, you want to be purified, you want to be purged. Hallelujah. How many times we've warned and been admonished how we need to acknowledge. Hallelujah. Acknowledge what's going on. We got to be honest. That's one thing about it. We be honest enough. Well, yeah. You know how it is. It means business. And you see, we serious. Do me business with us as well. So he's faithful. He's just. I think what I was reading, it's just nothing can get by him. Hallelujah. So we got to be honest and straightforward with him. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful we have the opportunity to go before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And we can be transparent before the Father and let him know, hey, listen, this is going on. You know, Shepherd is always telling us, you know, you hear this word going forth on Shabbat. You need to acknowledge this stuff. Don't just sit there. You don't even realize how it can be setting you free. Once you acknowledge what's going on, that starts the transformation. Hallelujah. But verse 51 and 4 says, against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, hallelujah, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, oh yeah, and renew thy spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not fear from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Deliver me from guiltiness, O Yah, thou Yah of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou desirest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of Yah are a broke, contrite heart. O Yahweh, do not despise. Hallelujah. But glory to the King. You see how the King came to be, he went before Yah, even with this here, this psalm right here, after the prophet Nathan that came unto him, you know, after he had gone into Bathsheba. Hallelujah. So it wasn't a time to be lifted up and prideful, right? Hallelujah. But it's a time to, you know, listen, I messed up, Father. And we can see how he humbled himself even in this writings. But that's how we need to be, I believe, on a constant basis. Hallelujah. I was reading in Sirach 39, and it talked about how this young man, he would get up early. He would get up early, and he would get down and confess. He would get before Yah and confess, you know, all of his faults, you know, all of his sins and iniquity, all of this stuff. Just he would do it all often, pretty much like daily, and just get before Yah, even if you think, you know, you can't even remember what it is. You need to still always pray unto Yah especially in the spirit, you know what I mean? Because we don't know certain things that we need to repent for. We don't know, but we need to always be with a state of repentance and a heart that's crying out the glory to the King. There's so many things that has gone on with us in our lives. It could be things that we've said, things that we've done, all of these things, and we forget about these things. But we need the Holy Spirit. We really do. We need Him to bring back to our memory and our remembrance of things that we've done of old, so we can really get free and repent properly. Get set free and get healed. Hallelujah. But we see how we need to humble ourselves and come before Yah. We need to be purged. Hallelujah. We need to be clean. I'm seeing how Yah is answering prayers, it was things that I prayed a while ago, but He's showing me now. He's opening up the eyes of my understanding and breaking chains and bonds and just bringing forth healing in my own life. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful for it. So, I know. He knows exactly what we need, saints. Hallelujah. Let me see. Let me get Sirach 39. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. 39, and this is start at 25 here. And if anybody looking for it, there is no chat up right now because I don't have the capabilities right now to do the chat and everything. So I'm on an old system here, so gotta just listen up. So, glory to the King, just in case anybody was wondering about it. No chat. All right, this is Sirach 39. Let's see where I'm at. 25. This is 4. Okay, hallelujah. For the good are good things created from the beginning. So evil things for sinners, the principal things for the whole use of man's life are water, fire, iron, and salt, flour of wheat, honey, milk, and the blood of the grape, and oil and clothing. All these things are for good to the godly. So to the sinners, they are turned into evil. I'm going to skip down in the same chapter. I'm going to go to 30, verse 31. They shall rejoice in His commandment, and they shall be ready upon earth when need is. And when their time is come, they shall not transgress His word. Therefore, from the beginning, I was resolved and thought upon these things, and have left them in writing. All the work of Yahweh are good, and He will give every needful thing in due season, so that a man cannot say, this is worse than that. For in time they shall all be well approved. And therefore, praise ye Yahweh with the whole heart and mouth, and bless the name of Yahweh. Glory to the King. And I put that in there, just because, I was thinking about Yah and how, I don't know who it was I was talking to. I was just talking about, I don't know who it was. It was about manna, hallelujah, and how Yah provided. Thought about it, and it gave the essentials for life. We really don't need as much as we think we need. A lot of stuff is extra. And I constantly remember to pray when praying, to thank Yah for all of the extras, because a lot of things that we need, He definitely provides. But He's so gracious, even provides some extra things. We don't want to have too much stuff where we just, it's just too much. It's too much clutter. It's too much distraction. Hallelujah. But Yah knows exactly what we need. And I'm saying all that just to say, Yah is enough. Hallelujah. Yah is enough, Him Himself. That we just reflect on the things that He's already done for us. Man, that's enough in itself. Glory to the King. I mean, you think about it, and just realize, and where you come from. Hallelujah. You know what I was thinking about? I remember when we used to be in Louisiana, and it was just us myself and my family. It was just myself, my wife, my daughter, and just us, you know, every Shabbat for a period of time, just us, you know. I hear saints say things like, you know, it's just us out there, you know, we're alone. I'm like, yeah, I can relate to that. I get it. But you got to realize you're not alone. Yah is with you. And there might be somebody out there that is just you by yourself, individual. You know, Yah said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said he'll be with us, right, even until the end of the world. So we can always go to him and talk to him. He's a friend, hallelujah, in the time of need. Just he's always there. So, and he'll provide, hallelujah, for us according to our need, according to his riches and glory. So just always pray to Yah. Keep talking to him. Keep him on your mind constantly. Glory to the King. And it's, you know, we can have a fellowship. Just like when I'm at work, I don't work around anyone. I don't work in a warehouse or anything like that. I drive, so I'm driving from one place to the next. Not far, but just, you know, in a local area that I'm in. And I'm by myself all day long. I rarely see people. So, but I have a great time because I'm fellowshipping, you know, with the Father, spending time listening, going over the Word. I'm having my audio Bible playing while I'm working. And time to just talk to the Father. You know, a lot of things come to my mind, things that I need to repent of, things that I, you know, I need to, you know, just talk to the Father about. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful for that, this opportunity to have that time to spend with him, you know. Fortunately enough, but the particular job that I have now, I don't have people, you know, breathing down my neck. I don't have people calling me every hour. It's just not a, you know, one of those stressful environments because I've been there before. But it's just conducive for, you know, me to spend some time with the Father, and I'm grateful for it. I'm thankful for that. Glory to the King. But I'm saying all that to say, you know, Yah, he's provided quite a bit for us. Glory to the King. And we need to more on those things that he's done for us rather than what we don't have and where we're not, you know. I was thinking about something just this morning. And quickly, Holy Spirit reminded me, well, look at what you have. You know, be thankful for what you have, for the things that you have. And then when he showed me, I was like, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I had to laugh because I was like, man, I tell you what, glory to the King. We got to keep our minds, keep our minds stayed on Yah. Hallelujah. Let's see. Let's go to, where we at, man? Psalms here. This is Psalms 119:52. Right, still doing well. You're still hanging in there with me this day. Oh, man. See. Hallelujah. And this is at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto you because of your righteous judgment. Hallelujah. I'm sure many of you have done this. I do it all the time. Just rise up in the middle of the night, no matter what time it is, and just give thanks. That'd be the first thing come out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, I give you thanks. I praise you. Sometimes I hear my wife doing it, just getting up. Oh, thank you, Father. Just, you know what I mean? So it's just so much to give y'all thanks for, so much that he's done. Glory to the King. And I mean, we can go all day long giving thanks, you know, so we don't have no excuses why we can't even acknowledge him, why we can't even say a word to him. Nah, that's just us, you know, our minds is somewhere else, totally distracted, totally off, you know, not focused. Hallelujah, because there's so much throughout the day, you know, even those bad, what you would call or deem, think a bad day, but it's really not. Hallelujah. It's still a day that you have breath in your body. It's still a day that you are able to function and operate, whatever it is. Even if it's you operating with one eye, you can see with one eye, at least you can see. You know what I mean? Maybe you can't smell or maybe you can't taste, whatever the case is. At least you're there. You have another opportunity. You have another chance to get this thing right. You have another opportunity to repent. Glory to the King. And that's that in itself is a great day. Hallelujah. A couple more here. Like I told you, I don't have many verses here besides, because there's so much that we have and we have to eat off of, you know, saints, that, you know, I figured, why come on here and just be doing a full 2-hour teaching or something like that? We, you know, we have a lot that we've been fed by our shepherds. But I do remember that the thing that kept coming to my mind is, you know, to stir up your minds by way of remembrance. Hallelujah. It's a lot that's, I have like notes, so many different notes on so much and a word that we've received over the years. And a lot of times I just go back and just read through. And it's just like a refresher. Hallelujah. So just so that we don't let things slip. Hallelujah. As the word tells us. So glory to the King. I'm going to read. Let's see what we have here. I'll tell you what, let me do this real quick. Wow, yeah, I don't want to forget to do this. I'm going to do a real quick break, and I'll come right back. Let's do this. We'll do a ministry break.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Definitely the King is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like, love it, my sister, to hear her say that, end it off like that. Hallelujah. The King is coming. Glory to the King. And pray that we are anticipating his return, looking forward to it. Hallelujah. Getting ourselves prepared. Hallelujah. Not going to be a pretty day. Hallelujah. But it must be so. Hallelujah. But we the righteous who are preparing ourselves, hallelujah, we're looking forward to it. Glory to the King. But, you know, as I close this up, saints, in this show, just to, like I said, just wanted to come on here and just say just a few encouraging words unto you. This really is a time, it's a time that we need to really be taking advantage of deliverance, hallelujah. As our shepherd is admonished us, and we need to really get it done. Glory to the King. We already know why Yeshua came, to set the captives free. Hallelujah. So we need not be bound. And don't even let the enemy put any doubt in you. And you know what I mean? Overcome all of that. You will be set free in Jesus' name and by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. I know myself, I've been a partaker of it and will continue to do so. You know, this here came to mind earlier today and just meditating on it, but this is, let me go to it real quick, Isaiah. All right, Isaiah 26. Glory to the King. It says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Hallelujah. He said, "You're going to keep you in perfect peace. Your mind is stayed on you." Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot to, out there vying for our attention. It's so many different things, but we keep our mind on Yah. We constantly, and that's another thing I was talking about, constantly giving thanks. Got to keep our mind off of a lot of garbage and mess. If we pray throughout the day, if we talk to the Father, if we're meditating on the Word, hallelujah, on his law, we hide in his Word in our heart, then it'll take away all of that, those distractions and all of the stuff that's seeking to turn us away. Hallelujah. It is a beautiful thing for us to spend time with the Father, to, you know, just meditate on his law. Hallelujah. It'll keep us with a sound mind. Hallelujah. Sound mind. Keep our hearts encouraged. Glory to the King. Because there's so much shit out there these days, especially now. Take our attention off the Father. But he keep us in perfect peace. Talking about some sweet rest, sweet shalom. Our souls, we'll find rest for our souls in him. You know, all instead of, if you're heavy, laden with any types of burden, hallelujah, go to him. Hallelujah, go to the Father. Hallelujah. But, and then also at the end of that says, I'll read it again. It says, "I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee." Hallelujah. So you got to trust in Yah. Hallelujah. And believe in him. Glory to the King. You know, it's something how it's important that we all of us are seeking, if we now have it, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because just as I said, he'll bring back to your memory, remembrance, certain things. And that's true. It's been a lot of stuff. There's been a lot of that going on lately, especially with myself, and I'm grateful for it. And it's just a comfort, hallelujah. It's a literal comfort. I know just yesterday when Shepherd was mentioning that about having the Holy Spirit and it reminding us of the law, you know. And I was just, earlier that day, something came about, and immediately, man, it came in my mind, and I was like, man, wow. It's so important that we have it. So important that we have it. Glory to the King. And that this walk is not about, you know, form or fashion. It's not about the outward appearance. But we honestly and truly have a real, true relationship with the Father, our Father, who we can go to. And we can cry out, Abba Father. Hallelujah. We can also go to the judge. Hallelujah. And we can also go petition him and go for things that we need. Glory to the King. So I bless you all, Israel, the beloved of Yahweh, all you saints. We'll read a couple of things here, and I'm going to sign off for the evening. But I bless you each and every last one of y'all. Stay encouraged. Stay connected to Yah. Stay connected to his people. Check out everything that's going on in this ministry. There's a lot to keep you focused, keep your mind and hearts away from this wicked world and the cares of it and the things that really don't matter. There's so much out there for entertainment purposes and to try to, you know, everybody wants you to laugh and thinking everything is funny. But, you know, it's really not funny, the things that are going on. It's a lot of disrespectful things out there. It's a lot of things we shouldn't even be putting before our eyes. A lot of things we shouldn't put before our ears. Hallelujah. But we have wholesome things. We have righteous content that we can soak ourselves in, that's going to help us, that's going to edify us, that's going to build us up. Hallelujah. So let me read these things here. Hallelujah. Give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my Yah. For unto you will I pray. My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Yahweh. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto you and will look up. But he that giveth his mind to the law of the Most High and is occupied in the meditation thereof will seek out the wisdom of all the ancient and be occupied in prophecies. He will keep the sayings of the renowned men, and where subtle parables are, he will be there also. He will seek out the secrets of grave sentences and be conversant in dark parables. He shall serve among great men and appear before princes. He will travel through strange countries, for he hath tried the good and the evil among men. He will give his heart to resort to Yahweh that made him, and will pray before the Most High, and will open his mouth in prayer and make supplication for his sins. When the great master will, he shall be filled with the spirit of understanding. He shall pour out all his sentences and give thanks unto Yahweh in his prayer. He shall direct his counsel and knowledge, and in his secrets shall he meditate. Blessed be to Yahweh. Hallelujah. It says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist and fast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But Yahweh of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of Yah, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. This year, Baruch 4:27, it says, be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yah, for ye shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yah, so be in return and seek him 10 times more. For he that hath brought these plagues upon you shall bring you everlasting joy with your salvation. Hallelujah. I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Yahweh is your keeper. Yahweh is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Yahweh shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and evermore. Hallelujah. Bless you all, Israel. Y'all be encouraged. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, Mashiach, Jesus the Christ, y'all be blessed. Hallelujah. Continue to fight. Continue to war. Continue to pray for one another. Lift each other up. Hallelujah. And just consider others as yourself. Hallelujah. And treat them as you want to be treated. Just and y'all stay the course, Israel. All right. This is Elder Ezekiel. I'm signing off. This edition of the Brother Segment brought to you on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. This is Straight Word Truth. Bless you all. Y'all be encouraged. Hallelujah. Shalom, Israel.